called the Mayflower, and are traveling to an unknown land. I wave as the faces of all the town faces grow smaller and smaller in the distance. Once I can't see my town, I get to work unloading some things. I spread out our family sleeping supplies, as if you call squish quilts and crumpled pillows in a small corner. The first few days of our journey were fair, but then the storms came in. One storm was so strong, it broke a main beam. The men hurried over to the captain's cabin. Now if the main beam broke, water was seeping through cracks. Now we were always wet and cold, could do nothing but eat our meals of hard biscuits and cheese, sleep when we could, and when it wasn't too stormy, stretch our legs. Finally, after 9 weeks of this harsh condition, one day in early dawn, there was a shout, and that shout was, "Land ho!" We couldn't believe our ears. Folks that were well enough to stand gathered on the desk, gathered around, and sure enough, there was a huge vast of land spread out around us. What could be lurking around in this land? Wild men? Wild animals? We didn't know. A set of men got into a rowboat and set off to investigate. They came back with rich black soil, firewood, and tales of what they had seen. I think us pilgrims will live a very successful life here in this mysterious unknown land.